Hey everyone, I'm Simon Severino, your personal business coach. And today I share power move number 8 from our series, The 9 Power Moves, that are here to bring you in a strong business position. What is a strong position? It's a position where you can always say yes and no to clients, to projects, because your pipeline is full and because you don't need it. And when you don't need it, you are in abundance. And in abundance, you are your best self. You do your best work because you like to do it. You say yes because it's out of integrity with who you are and with the current moment. So today, power move number 8 from our 9 power moves. And this one is around aligning all the activities that you do. Let me share one example from our power moves. One of my favorite podcasts, you might know it, is called Acquired FM. And they recently shared that they did different activities. Some of them compounded and some didn't compound. So power move number 8 is really around aligning your activities in a way that they compound, because the compounding effect is a magical effect. Einstein even said it's one of the wonders of the world. So, the example, Acquired FM grew a Twitter audience without capturing value from each activity. That was just effort without value. They also grew an audience of subscribers listening to their podcast, and that created economic compounding effects for them. So, same activities, right? Building an audience here or building an audience here. But in one case, there were compounding effects, meaning every episode grew both the audience and also had economic effects, had revenue streams attached to that. So every time I put in 10 minutes to create new content, I'm also generating more revenue. The other activities did not. And this is why we use the focus card, and I'm happy to share my template with you. The focus card really helps you do only activities that build upon each other. And there is even a step when we create a focus card with clients where you are asked to double check if the activity really contributes to the parent activity. So for example, the yearly goal is to write a book, and on the 90 days level, you're writing a blog. Then it asks you if writing a blog article actually contributes to being one chapter in the book. In some cases it is, then you can double check it, and it says yes, it's aligned, it compounds, because the more blog you write, the more feedback you get, and then you know which topics should be a chapter in the book. But we have to double check that. Sometimes we think an activity contributes to a parent activity, but then actually the year is over and we are tired. And when we are tired, then we know there is something that's not in alignment and is not building upon the parent task. Because when activities don't build upon each other, this is when we burn out and feel like, oh, it's so much work, it's so much effort. So power move number 8 is the compounding, and make sure you get power move number 9, the aligned incentives that I'm sharing in a couple days. So subscribe, hit that bell notification so that you get informed and you get the power move number 9. And you can catch me in between on X @SimonSeverino. Keep rolling.